What I get, all I understand about the sort of line in the kitchen, I guess, so to speak, I'm not sure about all the terminology, is that there are different levels. So what does it mean? Where are you at as a chef in ranking, I suppose, as an executive chef?
So, yeah, like you're saying, there's a definite hierarchy within, you know, the restaurant industry and the kitchen, especially. Where I'm ranking is, as an executive chef, I am one to make the menu, create recipes for the menu. And with that, typically I would have a sous chef or a under chef, is what that is translated to from French, and show them the recipe, show them how to make things. And then they would in turn distribute that knowledge onto the rest of the line cooks. But where I was working, since it was such a small restaurant, I did have a sous chef, but I was more hands-on than typically what an executive chef would do. Usually executive chefs kind of are back in the distance. They don't normally cook a whole lot. They're kind of more of just floating around, just more of the business side part of the restaurant, doing orders, calling providers, going to farmers markets if need be, going to do that stuff. But, you know, doing that stuff on top of that, I was also, you know, in the kitchen in the mornings from when before we open, you know, start at 9-10 in the morning and wouldn't get off until 9-10 o'clock at night.
Wow.
You know, so 12-hour days, six or seven days a week. Yeah.
So you had a lot of responsibilities and as executive chef, man. So
oh yeah.
Let's get right into then your what kind of training, education, certification, everything, what did you have to go through to get to that point of being a successful executive chef?
Yeah. So I have really no formal training. I've never went to culinary school. With my high school, Cypress Charter High School, I did have an ROP culinary program that I went through, which is a regional occupancy program that I did with my high school, and also took a couple of classes at Cabrillo. But as formal training, I don't have a culinary certificate. I mean, those are helpful, definitely, if you really want to excel. I mean, with me getting my executive chef position, I just felt that just kind of fell in my lap with luck, really, because more often than not, you do need a degree in a culinary background. But yeah, most of my training is just kind of on the job training, hands on. You know, since I was a kid, always worked and cooked with my dad and my parents when I was younger. And then my first job was at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk in the food service department. And then just going from there, just, you know, working at different pizza places here in Santa Cruz, and then moved up to San Francisco, worked at my cousin's restaurant that he was the head chef at, and then moved up to Yosemite as a line cook, worked at Evergreen Lodge, worked up there for a summer. Now that was amazing, you know, just kind of getting out there, and then came back here to Santa Cruz and yeah, just worked in many different restaurants and just, you know, you slowly build your way up the ladder. You know, you start, you know, I started out as a dishwasher, you know, and you slowly move your way up, you know, dishwasher to a prep cook to a working garmage or pantry, which is salads and cold appetizers and desserts, to making your way up to the hotline, to grill, saute, you know, you just, it's all different steps, you know, like promotions as you know, I'm like, normal workplace environment, but it's a hefty ladder to climb, definitely. You know, it takes years and years to finally build up
the rapport.
Exactly, the rapport.
So I guess it makes sense that you don't necessarily classify your training as formal, but still it seems pretty extensive, right? You've been doing this for a long time. You said you were working and cooking with your parents. Were they also in the restaurant business?
No, they weren't. My grandparents, my dad's parents, they owned restaurants before. And then my dad just kind of learned cooking from his dad. And then, I mean, food is a huge part of my family. You know, we always, you know, family reunions, get togethers, everything, you know, we're always cooking food. So that's where I've learned how to, you know, my little tips and tricks and how to cook different things. And yeah, so it's definitely family centered for me.
Yeah.
With my training and my love and passion for it.